This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we are back. And folks, we're going to listen to a clip by Jesse Waters, and it's called Follow the Money, real quickly. And then after that, we have another clip we're going to play. It's a short one. And that's the Greg Reese report. And it's talking about the two-party system, how it's been dumbing people way on down. So go ahead and take her away.
It's easy. You have to pay your own bills, do your own laundry, and just wait until you realize mom's not cooking for you anymore. But for some people, growing up's easier said than done.
Hi, Dougie.
I guess we don't do dessert anymore. I didn't get that memo.
Well, I'm sorry, darling. I'll be right back.
Would a cupcake kill you?
And if you give them the get a life talk, they'll just hit you with, why don't you love me anymore?
It was an accident. You said you'd always love me no matter what I did.
I know, and I do. You're my best friend. But, Alan, why would you buy a giraffe?
I've always wanted one.
And there's a 53-year-old who never grew up. The Democrat's Peter Pan. Now, with Hunter, every day is bring your kid to work day at the White House, Air Force One, state dinners, Camp David. But what do you do when your deadbeat son is also your bag man who just got pinched? And when trouble came Hunter's way, Hunter said, Daddy, I don't want handcuffs. I want to go to the state dinner with Modi and Garland. Once again, Hunter gets what he wants.
What we saw with Hunter appearing at the state dinner was, in my suspicion, was the president, his son wanted to come, so his son's going to come to the dinner. I suspect that was more in the family circumstance of him wanting to come and wanting to just, the president wanting to show that he loves his son and he's standing by him.
It's quite possible Hunter said, I don't want to go. And his dad said, I want you to go because I need people to understand that, yeah, you did some bad stuff, but I'm your dad. And you're here by my side.
You're watching the left rediscover fatherhood. All of a sudden, Whoopi thinks fathers matter now. And taking your tax cheat son to a state dinner in Camp David after fixing the investigation is just what a good dad does.
What message is the president trying to send to the American people when he invites his son to the state dinner and Camp David, as we saw this past weekend, amid everything he's going through?
Every president of the United States has invited their family to state dinner. This president also has a family. He is no different.
In case you didn't notice, that wasn't Binder. She doesn't shatter, but she still got mauled by reporters. But do you see what's happening here? We went from the Bidens never took foreign cash to Joe never talked to his son about his foreign deals to, yeah, it's a scandal, but Joe loves his little boy.
The Hunter Biden story, the scandal, the this, the that, it's also the story of a father's love. And Joe Biden has never and will never give up on his son, Hunter, and will never treat him lesser than. And so he is a father first. Take it or leave it.
What makes a good dad? Teaching your son manners, showing him how to hit a fastball, or wiping away tax and gun charges after he sucks for a nation's dry for you. Extortion, tax fraud, sex trafficking, while high on crack, that's a story about fatherly love? The View wanted to throw Don Jr. in prison for taking one meeting. What do they want to do with Hunter for taking meetings, bribes, and diamonds? They want to give him a hug. Now that the media cares so much about fatherhood, will they ever talk about Hunter abandoning his love child? Hunter went to court to lower his child support payments and prevent his daughter from using the last name Biden. Now, I know a lot of good fathers, and a good father knows when to say no to their son. Dad, I know I have a drug problem, and I just started sleeping with my brother's widow, but can I please fly on Air Force Two to China with you and shake down the commies with the fam? Now, most dads tell their son no, not Joe. He just says, don't forget to bring your passport. Does The View get that?
as a parent inviting your son. What I take issue with is he should have sat this out, if we're being honest, because the pride you take in your family, this has been a big struggle and all, and we have addiction in our family. It is not lost on someone that's addicted that's a lot for a family, and he's good, you know, with God's will, is getting out of it. But he just got charged with a felony charge, misdemeanors. I once lied and hit a mailbox, and, like, I could barely look my dad in the eye for a month. Like, sit it out. Like, sit at home and just for a minute. Like, just take a seat.
But Hunter hasn't taken a seat his whole life. He's used to daddy saying yes. Back in 1988, an 18-year-old Hunter got hit with his first coke offense. Hunter partied a little too hard in Stone Harbor, New Jersey, and got handcuffed. But instead of teaching him a lesson, Senator Joe Biden had his record expunged. Hunter got off with 6 months probation and then later got kicked out of the Navy for cocaine. What kind of dad has their coke addict son play cash register with your political career? And I'm sick of the addiction excuse. What kind of crack addict sets up 17 shell companies? Does crack make you smarter? All right, get this. Ukraine paid Hunter $800,000. Hunter sent the $800,000 to his Chinese shell companies and then had the shell company loan him back the $800,000 so he wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. Hunter loaned himself his own income to cheat the IRS. That's not tax evasion. That's tax fraud. Does that sound like someone who was in a drug haze to you? Or does that sound like someone who put a little thought into what they were doing? Now, the fraud's even more brazen. Check this out. Hunter took tax deductions for prostitutes. He wrote off $18,000 for an assistant who was actually an escort. Hunter filed $10,000 for golf as a business expense, but the money was for a sex club. The sex club he happened to get kicked out of on the first night. Now, I'm old enough to remember when putting things in the wrong column is a felony. Remember what Alvin Bragg said about Trump? Wrong column. Now, Hunter is a tax cheat. He'll pretty much do anything for cash. Just ask the Chinese. In a newly uncovered email, Hunter told his Chinese business partner, Mr. Dong, I'm not kidding, quote, "The Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants. Want classified documents, want policy favors, want us to ignore your spy balloon for 3,000 miles? The Bidens are the best." Wait a second, the Bidens? Is Hunter talking about he and his wife? Because what could his wife do for the Chinese? No, he's talking about his father, Joe Biden, who likes to joke about selling state secrets.
Anyway, I started off without you. And I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared.
Now, the View's right about one thing. This isn't a Hunter Biden scandal. This is a scandal between a father and a son. Some would call that a conspiracy between a father and a son. And this conspiracy isn't a theory. With all this evidence, it's a fact.
You know, Wendy, even if he was trying to be funny, Joe Biden shouldn't do those things. I mean, he shouldn't even say anything like that because of, you know, his past. But anyhow, we'll talk about this in a few minutes. The Reese report is very interesting because he makes some real hard-hitting points here. It's a very short clip, so we'll play this, and then we'll come back and comment on both of them. Go ahead and take it away.
After 7 years of violent revolution, our American founders were well aware that political factions were most often used to divide and conquer the people. And they knew that the republic they created would only last as long as the people could remain educated. In 1816, Thomas Jefferson wrote, "If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be." By the end of the Civil War, the two-party system became the norm. The globalist system we face today was born. And the deliberate dumbing down of the American citizen began with our great-great-grandparents. In the late 1800s, the Skinner-Pavlovian method was brought into American schools by Johns Hopkins. These psychological methods allowed teachers the ability to program students' behavior in the same way that Pavlov did with dogs. In 1934, the Carnegie International Endowment for Peace published the Report on the Commission on Social Studies, which explicitly stated the goal of eventually taking away people's land, and noted that most people would obviously oppose this. The solution was to begin using the school system to recondition the minds of children. In 1976, the bicentennial year of the Declaration of Independence, 124 congressmen signed the Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that two centuries ago, our forefathers brought forth a new nation. Now we must join with others to bring forth a new world order. And it pledged to give children special attention in distributing a common education to suit their goals. By the 1990s, this globalist dumbing-down system was perfected, and America began exporting it worldwide in what is known as outcome-based education. Starting in 2010, Common Core began in the United States. It outlined what students were expected to know at each grade level and enforced ways to assess those standards. Charlotte Iserby, author of The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, has traced most of this agenda stemming from the Order of Skull and Bones at Yale through both Republicans and Democrats, two wings of the same globalist bird, which understood that dumbed down people have a base desire for a simple dualistic choice. In 1953, the Rockefeller Foundation funded the Robbers Cave experiment, wherein 11-year-old boys, who thought they were signing up for summer camp, were organized into two separate tribes and were manipulated into fighting each other, which was easily accomplished by having a single resource that the two groups competed for. The Henry Tajfel experiments of the 1970s showed that by simply dividing people into two groups, they would naturally identify with their own group and discriminate against the other. The basic ego mind is constantly making preferences. No matter how dumb you are, you have an opinion about everything. And if you can keep the population dumb enough and give them two parties to choose from, they will innately identify with one and despise the other. This allows the globalist system the cover they need to implement unpopular policies, such as a central bank digital currency, while we, the people, ignorantly fight each other. United we stand, divided we fall, and we've been falling for it for generations. The American people have been so thoroughly dumbed down that we think freedom is the ability to choose between two parties working for the same control system. And we have been made so weak that we are afraid to even discuss the option of violence, which is most often the only remedy for tyranny. But if we were an enlightened people, we could simply unite together as one and just say no to the tyrants. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, we're back. Okay, let's start. First of all, he mentioned Charlotte Iserby. Do you remember, Charlotte, were you with me when I was having her on the program on a pretty regular basis?
No, I don't think so.
Well, what a very, very intelligent lady she was. Boy, I'm going to tell you, she did her research. I doubt that she's still alive. I would be amazed if she is, but what a wonderful lady she was. So anyhow, let's go back. So starting with what we were talking about before, why would these people be so dedicated? When we take a look at this, with what's happening, what's coming down, Merrick Garland, you know Merrick Garland has been caught lying under oath to the Congress. I mean, he's flat out, Chris Wray, the very same thing, got caught lying, and when he gets caught, these people just say, well, okay, all right, so then you have it. Remember the documents, the docs, he said that did not exist, and then The one senator says, but I have them. Okay, so you have them, so they exist, right? These people are just unbelievably, they know what they're doing is treason. It's high treason. They know you people like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and that have come out. Adam Schiff made all of those, instead of being censored, he should be in prison. Adam Schiff should be in prison for treason, for what these people do. And it's like, well, we really are above the law. And if the law goes contrary to what we want to do, then it's the law that is at fault, not us. That's the mindset you have of these people. So why would you think that they would risk so much, Wendy, other than what would be the reason? Do you think that Solomon had it right when he said money answereth all things?
Yeah, there's got to be something in it for him, yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. And there's got to be something in large amounts of it too, right?
Well, it has to be worth the risk.
Well, if the Bidens are shaking people down for $10 million at a shot, and they say right now, the Congress said they can account for more than $30 million so far, and they said they're just getting started, that the Biden crime family has been paid. So, anyhow, that's what I believe. The second thing there, what he's talking about when he said the 1776 is the answer to 1984, what do you think he meant by that?
Revolution?
Well, the revolution, but it was right when we had the Constitution. What brought the country in 1776 came together? It was divided in the beginning somewhat. Remember when the Tories, by the way, that word Tory came from a word called traitor-tories. They were called traitor-tories, which means they were traitors. And they said we must, they actually taught, and this is even what some of the preachers of that day taught. The Bible says, and they took Romans 13 totally out of context, we must obey King George. We must obey King George. And that's what they said until the war started turning. When General George started out, he started out, the first assembly was 300 men, quickly went to 500 men. But they started out facing an army of 55,000. And so here now, when the tide turned and people were looking, they were watching, and they were seeing how General George Washington, with his ragtag army, was defeating this mighty British army. Remember, they said the sun never set on the British Empire?
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about how quick this war would be over with. All of a sudden, a lot of those traitor Tories, they put their finger up in the air, and they saw which way the wind was blowing, and all of a sudden, they decided that it would be General George. It looks like he was going to win, so we might as well go with him, right?
Hmm.
And that's the way you have a lot of what is happening here today in America. I think what we have to do is we have to get Donald Trump back in office. Now, Trump is by no means the perfect candidate, but why would you think that we have to get Trump? What would be the main reason why we need to get Trump back into office?
Well, I don't know. We always thought that you couldn't bribe Donald Trump. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, when they rigged the election, and the election, when they stole his presidency from him, what did they steal in the process? They stole our votes, didn't they?
Yeah.
So they rigged the election. They stole it. They had places like in Detroit and others where they actually boarded the places up, wouldn't let any of the Republicans even in. We saw the election fraud. Unbelievable. We saw in Atlanta how they were hiding ballots under the tables. Just recently, the fellow who was driving that truck from New York into Pennsylvania with hundreds of thousands of phony ballots on it, all of the election fraud. And then you had people like Brett Baer lying. Brett Baer lying when he knew better and saying there was no election fraud. Neil Kubota was doing the same thing. Chris Wallace was, they knew different. But Brett Baer, folks, don't fool yourself. He is an ardent anti-Trumper. He is a real ardent anti-Trumper. Now, so here, Wendy, we can't, when Donald Trump said that they're, it's not me they want, they're coming after you, I'm just in their way, how right do you think he was?
Pretty accurate.
Absolutely. And so we have to take this country back. We have to, these people are, if we don't, Wendy, what's going to happen? You saw what they did, Wendy, with the patrons on January 6, 21. You saw what they did with the patrons. You've got Christian. They murdered five Christian patriots. They murdered them. It was outright murder. And Wendy, if those same people, those dirty cops and those same people, if they don't end up in that prison, that dirty jail in D.C. where the Christian patriots are, will there be any justice?
Well, you know, the Bible says you wouldn't have justice in the latter days.
Well, I know that, but you see, what else does the Bible say when it comes to tyranny?
Push back against it.
We're to resist tyranny unto blood. Unto blood means mm-hmm. death, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that our marching orders? He gives us three main missions, right?
Right.
And so it's vital that we are to take the country back. We take it back on a local business, local level, state level, and on the national level. We are to do this. Look, who owns, the earth belongs to who and the fullness thereof?
The Lord.
To God. Right now, when you become a born-again believer, a born-again Christian, you become an heir of the kingdom. What does that mean to be an heir and an heir with Jesus Christ? What does that mean?
You're a child of God and you're part of the God family. You're an heir.
It means what God owns, you own too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they keep telling us that we're parasites on the back of Mother Earth, Gaia. But God says no. No. We are heirs. We're joint heirs with Jesus. Amen?
So yes, should we inherit all the earth, right?
Right. So this should, not just the earth. Go out on a starry night, look up in the sky. You see all those things called stars?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know even how many there are out there. But those belong to us too. And so, I mean, this, you know, you got to take God for his word, don't you?
Yeah, it's true. You can't lie, so you can entrust it.
So if you won't fight for what you've been given, do you deserve anything?
No.
No, you don't. So we have to fight back, not just for us. Look, not just for us here in America. We need to take our country back. For the rest of the world, too. America, one time, when America was great because she was good. She was great because she was good. And America was the hope of the rest of the world. And because America was strong, dictators in other nations couldn't get away with all of the things they wanted to. But today, because America has become so weak, because it's been infiltrated, the corruption, and one of the reasons we've had lukewarm people. And the Republican Party has had lukewarm people in there. We call them rhinos out there. And they were the ones, and the rhinos, that is, I look at them sometimes worse than the Democrats. I really do. Because they are traitorous, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, all righty. So you know your mission now. You got to take America back. And folks out there, I'm going to tell you again about Wendy, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That number to call is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And get the catalog that you need. You need to start looking through it and start stocking up on some of the things that, all the natural herbs that she has in there. Because, Wendy, I got a feeling they're going to need them, don't you think?
Yeah, we're all going to need them.
Well, I got a good supply.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyhow, you ready to do some lightning rounds?
I guess.
Okay, lightning rounds. It was all a lie. The Gateway Pundit says, Dirty Jack Smith, this is from the Gateway Pundit, Dirty Jack Smith leaked Trump's Miley audio to fake news to Tate jury pool and to smear Trump. But it is not part of a bogus indictment against Trump. So here you go. Now, why do you think they would call Jack Smith the so-called special prosecutor? Why do you think they would call him dirty?
Well, maybe because he is.
You're right. He's got a really bad reputation for being an ambulance chaser, being someone who is not exactly a model citizen where it comes to honesty. He's not really there. So let me go ahead and read the article very quickly. For weeks, Special Counsel Jack Smith has been leaking allegations to the Lemming media on alleged classified information on a report discussed by President Trump to his associates, written by dummy Mark Milley, who surrendered Afghanistan to the Taliban and turned over $80 billion in the U.S. weapons to the terrorist group. Now, Wendy, let me ask you a question. Do you think that when they turned over that $80 billion, that there was not a deal made prior to this, that they knew what they were going to do, and the Biden crime family, nobody makes a deal. Remember what Hunter said, there's nobody better at doing this kind of stuff than the Bidens. Nobody, okay? And so you don't think that to turn over $80 billion, that, and Mr. Milley and everybody involved, that the Taliban would be sending a good part, well, probably not a, maybe 1% or 2% or better, right back to the Biden crime family?
Oh, yeah, kickback, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A major, major. Okay. So he goes and he says, Milley wrote on a report on his invasion plans to Iran that included the deployment of massive number of troops on the Islamic State. This was obviously not taken seriously by President Trump or his staff. Trump was the first U.S. president in decades to keep the U.S. out of any new wars. Now, this recent leak by Dirty Special Counsel Jack Smith involved Mark Milley and some nonsense he wrote about invading Iran. The DOJ, that's Department of Jerks, or Judas, have been leaking the so-called classified information on the case to the fake news media for weeks, especially PMS, NBC, and CNN. All right, so there you go. And that's that one. How about this one? Legal expert Mark Levin says Trump lawyers need to file immediate motion to dismiss entire case. Jack Smith must go to prison. So, do you think Mark Levin knows what he's talking about?
Sounds like he might.
There have been several scores of leaks against Trump involving testimony documents. Everybody knows where it's coming from Dirty Jack Smith. And they're all obviously coming from Jack Smith. Trump's lawyers need to file an immediate motion with long list of leaks as an exhibit, asking that the entire case be dismissed because of prosecutorial misconduct and the government's effort to influence the jury pool. Moreover, I would insist that the court determine whether the DOJ, Department of Judas, has opened investigations into these felonies. And that for Jack Smith, but for Merrick Garland to say there is not a two-tier level of justice, we treat everyone equally. What a lie. Unbelievable.
That's a bunch of hokey, isn't it?
I mean, to have the audacity to repeat that lie over and over, and not just him, but the same thing with Chris Ray. Unbelievable how they would do that. All right, we're coming up to, how much time do I have? Okay, we're coming up to, we're there. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. Man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed. Man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Alrighty, we are back, and we have with us Miss Wendy Wilson tonight. And she is the marm of the apothecary. Anyhow, we're going to open the phone lines right now and take some calls. It's always a lot of calls for Wendy. Always questions whenever she's here. So the number is 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. So give us a call if you have a question or comment, and Wendy will answer it. She's a really smart lady, right? Hey, Wendy.
Yes.
Republicans being Republicans. That doesn't sound good because it's too right when it comes to things they do. A.G. Merrick Garland is to testify. The very corrupt is what it says here. This is, boy, the Gateway Pundit, they do some good digging. GOP requests corrupt A.G. Merrick Garland to testify, but not until September. Not until September. All right, let's go to John. John, you're in the air.
Yeah, I just happened to see on TV the appearance by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And even on a supposedly station, that is trying to give it the impression that it's an alternative. They did the usual hatchet job on RFK, and even prior to the his appearance there, one guy tried to put him down by pointing out that he believes that Sirhan was manipulated into the shooting. He did not say that Sirhan did shoot any bullets. He, RFK Jr., said that the fatal bullet, according to the internationally renowned coroner Thomas Noguchi of Los Angeles, said the fatal bullets all came from behind, about 1 inch away, whereas Sirhan was feet in front of Robert Kennedy. That kind of lies and distortion, even before RFK turned up on the program, continued afterwards as well. The usual, well, he believes in conspiracy theories. Well, you know, there are conspiracies, except when you you say that this government is involved in conspiracies, that the CIA and the Pentagon, which are, have been proven, even according to honest agents who came out and got disgusted with the practices of the CIA in assassinating people around the world and lying and cover-ups. So the idea that we don't believe in conspiracy theories except when we can frame up Russia, China, Cuba, Venezuela, any country that disobeys the proven liars and crooks in Washington, then you're required to believe in conspiracies.
Okay, here's the thing, John. I'm going to have to move on, but here's the thing. Look, who was it? What did JFK want to do? JFK and RFK, they wanted to do what? Defund
peace.
This? Well, they wanted to defund the CIA.
Well, both they wanted to destroy it, yeah.
Okay, now wait a minute. There was somebody else that came along and said, you know, that's not a bad idea. We should defund the CIA, and his name was Ronald Reagan. And
I'm
so,
not sure I've ever heard of that.
Oh, yeah, Reagan wanted to defund the CIA. And, in fact, you know who it was that shot him? His father was a very good friend of Daddy Bush, George Bush Sr., and guess what George Bush Sr. did? He was not, Reagan did not choose him. He was chosen to Reagan. Reagan wanted went into that meeting saying, I'll tell you this, when they're asking about who the vice president's going to be, he said, it won't be Bush. And it came out, and it was Bush, because he wanted Ford. But anyhow, there's another guy that says we have to defund the CIA. His name happens to be Donald Trump. So,
well,
there you...
I believe there's been some disagreements, secondary disagreements between Trump and the CIA, but he's been generally on the same side as pushing CIA policies against Venezuela and Cuba and the same sorts of dangerous interventionism that and huge military budgets that the military-industrial complex dictates to Republicans and Democrats and to the...
now, Trump has tried to stop... He's tried to stop a number of the CIA activities, but again, he's working in the deep state. But I got to move on, but thanks for calling. Okay, that number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, then give us a call. If you have a conspiracy theory, then ask Wendy. She knows about conspiracy theories, right, Wendy?
I guess as well as any American.
All right, there you go. All righty, so give us a call. Republicans being Republicans, okay. In May, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced articles of impeachment against Attorney General Merrick Garland. That was in May. Merrick Garland was weaponized to the DOJ against Joe Biden's political enemies, which he has done. He's targeted parents who were concerned about their children's education. He targeted Christians and pro-life activists. He raided the home of a president, adding to, he must be impeached. So, according to the resolution, Attorney General abused his position and facilitated the weaponization and politicalization of the United States justice system against the American people. So on Monday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he will start the impeachment of U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. And that's supposed to start tomorrow. That is supposed to start, it's scheduled to start tomorrow, U.S. Attorney General Garland, by July 6th, over the IRS whistleblower. I'm ahead of myself. It's by July 6th, over his IRS whistleblower testimony. So Mark Little, an attorney for the IRS whistleblower, Gary Shapley, appeared on Fox News to discuss the DOJ sweetheart deal extending to Hunter Biden. So anyhow, folks, there you go. We'll see what they do, but they can't wait till September. They got to get this thing. There's an election coming up, Wendy, and they've got to stop this Merrick Garland. He's going to do everything he can try to do to stop President Trump, won't he?
Yeah, sounds like it.
All righty, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We have Wendy Wilson here with us tonight. I know whenever we have you, usually those phone lines just really light up with people with questions about their health issues. And let's go out to Michigan and talk to Judy. Hey, Judy, you're in the air.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. Hello, Wendy.
Hey, hello.
I have a strange question. I have had been tested for intestinal allergies for, you know, corn, wheat, chocolate, shellfish, you know, the usual.
Right.
And then I heard something about, and I had a test that I presented 75% tile glyphosate and 40% tile, like, pesticides. And there's a online talk about glyphosate. And I tested part one of two for celiac, and so some people who go to countries that where glyphosate is illegal, like Italy and Hungary, they can eat the bread and they can eat the pasta, but when they come back to the U.S., they get their symptoms back. And
right.
The contention of this one program is it's really the glyphosate instead of I'm not saying I'm celiac, but instead of if my body says I have intestinal allergies to corn and wheat and oats, et cetera, why is it really picking up the glyphosate?
Well, it could be. 97% of the corn is GMO, and GMO foods have been known. Gastroenterologists have been reporting this. They create a lot of digestive inflammation in people and a lot of dysfunction.
Could that be gastritis? I had an endoscopy, and the doctor said gastritis. I said, where did that come from?
Yeah, I mean, it could be pesticides. They modified the wheat berry in 1940 and created celiac disease. This is why people can go overseas and eat all the bread they want and not have a problem. And they got lazy with regard to handling wheat during harvest time. So it used to be they'd have to put it up in barns so the wheat berry could dehydrate before it goes to the mill. But now they don't want to do that. So 2 weeks before harvest, they spray and spray and spray all this Roundup or glyphosate on the crop to dehydrate it. So by the time they harvest it, it's ready to go to the mill. Dr. Joseph Mercola, he tested crackers and cereals and breads from your, you know, conventional wheat crops, and they're loaded with glyphosate.
And cereals, too, yeah. So
you got to come off. If you're doing testing, the real test, you know, a lot of these proteins from foods can hang around the body 2 weeks or more. So you have to come off of them, let the body purge them, and then if you want to try one food at a time to see if that's the culprit, that would be the true test.
So no wheat, corn, et cetera, for 2 weeks, and then I can enter.
Yeah, but you got to also remember what corn is in. Look at your soups and salad dressing. There's cornstarch in everything.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's in yogurt even. So puddings and yogurts, anything as a thickener, it's in your pie filling. So, you know, if you're coming off corn, you have to really read your labels carefully.
All right. So thank you very much for that. I didn't think about all that and pie filling and things. Boy, it's about everything. All right. Well, thanks, Judy. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Yeah, I got a question for Wendy about peripheral neuropathy, like in the hands and the feet. Is there anything for that that you can recommend?
Well, you want to try to determine what the cause is. One major cause is usually a diabetes condition, so the blood gets kind of laden with sugars, and it's not carrying the nutrition that the body would normally carry to the small capillaries and the nerve endings in those extremities, and that's when the nerve endings complain, and this is where you get the numbness, tingling, burning sensation. So it's not just a circulation issue. It's the quality of the blood and what's going on. Why is the blood laden with sugar? And usually it can be from diabetes.
Well, I do have type 2 diabetes.
Right.
And, but I try to exercise and everything as much as I can. And but I didn't know if there's any kind of supplements or anything. I've been taking a little bit of that alpha lipoic acid, I think is what it is.
Yeah.
And but I didn't know if you had a natural herbs or anything like that for it.
Well, I can't give medical advice, but some people will use the cayennes and the gingers to help improve circulation to those small capillaries and help the nerve endings. So that's a possibility to try.
Okay. What about cataracts? Do you sell something for the cataracts?
Well, we came across some research from Dr. Cooper. He was a natural physician from the medical schools back in the 20s and 30s before the AMA schools came about. And in his journal articles, and he was talking about rosmarinic acid in plants reversing cataracts. And I think one of the science review journals, Scientific Reports, in 2017 replicated his research and found that he was correct. They had actually taken some lab animals and gave them cataracts and then used the rosmarinic acid to reverse the cataract.
So where do you get rosmarinic acid?
Certain herbs, sage, you know, some of your herbs will have rosmarinic acid in them. So we use a select few of herbs that come with, you know, the rosmarinic. So rosemary is one, sage, basil, lemon balm, all those have rosmarinic acid in them.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for
thanks,
calling.
Sir.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks. How much time do I have? All righty. Well, we don't have time for any more calls then.
Okay.
So, you know, we're at that point tonight. So, Wendy, tell me, Wendy Wilson, why do you think it's important that you get saved?
So you have eternal life in the kingdom of God, and you don't have to go to the other place.
Well, how do you know that's true?
Well, the Bible speaks of it.
So, is there any source of information in existence that comes with more authority than the Word of God?
No, it's a living Word. It'll never go away.
And so if we read this book, it was written going back, starting 6,000 years ago, when they first started, you know, compiling the information from God. I mean, this is an amazing thing. Is it very obvious? I mean, is it extremely obvious that God's Word, the Bible, the King James Bible, was put together by an extreme intelligence, the ultimate intelligence, one that supersedes AI?
Right, absolutely.
So AI says that they're going to make a new Bible. Okay, do you think God is going to tolerate that?
No, he's not.
The Lord Jesus has already said, "Heaven and earth will pass, but His words will never pass away." Right?
Correct.
So, folks out there listening to me, to what you have, what God says, God's got a pretty good record of being 100% right, huh? You know, even Einstein himself. Einstein was known to be a pretty smart guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, we're told he was.
Well, he says God doesn't have to theorize, or he doesn't have to summarize, okay? He already has the answer, so, and he does. And here's what it is. If you're out there listening to me, the Bible makes it clear that someday you're going to die. It's going to happen, right? But everybody you know out there is going to die someday. They're going to die, okay? Everybody from the past has died, right? There's nobody around that was here 200 years ago, right, Wendy?
Right.
And then God says when you die, it's appointed to all men. Now, God has said this, and he's already ruled. It's appointed to all men once to die, and then the judgment. So that says when you die, your spirit and soul leaves your body. Your body goes back to the earth. But your spirit and soul is going to go to one or two places, either to heaven or hell, like you said, Wendy. And God has said this. And so, folks out there, if you're listening, you don't have to end up in hell. Hell is not a good place. Hell is really not a good place. Got a whole lot of people in it, but it's a horrible place. No. The Lord Jesus gave you the easy out. He gave you an easy out, how to get out of hell. Easy. How to get out of there free. He made it clear. He did for you what you could have never done for yourself. He did for you what you could never have done for yourself. He took your place and he took my place as a substitutionary death upon that cross. And it was what a holy father, God demanded. He had to have to atone for sin. There had to have been a blood atonement, and it had to be a holy. And that's what the Lord Jesus did. His blood was the most valuable substance that ever existed because it alone could buy eternal life for all of us out there. And he took your place upon the cross. He died in your place and in my place. Now, here's what he demands. He demands, first of all, you pray to the Father. And you acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner, and you deserve hellfire according to God's word because of God's demands and God's standards. But God has made it, given you an easy out, and that is this. You ask for forgiveness, and he will honor that. You call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, and he will honor that. You will become a new creature, a born-again believer, and an heir of the kingdom, and indwelt with the Holy Spirit. Now, Wendy, we've got God's word on it, don't we? Is there anything
yes,
more sure
do.
Than... There's nothing more sure than God's word, is there?
Right. Nothing well, more sure than that.
All righty. Well, we're at that point when every night when we get to this time. Thanks for being here, Wendy. I want to say good night. Say good night.
Good night.
Say God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, ready?
Keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company.
Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.